the last three home performances have been a disgrace. There's no two ways about it. Upsets me deeply, embarrassingly, to be fair. You know, you can't keep going out with the game plan and then the players take it on themselves to change it. Because, you know, we go out with a way of playing that we work on all week, and with the pitches are where they are at the moment, they're a little bit bouncy, a little bit lively, you've got to play a bit more percentage football. And we're not doing that.
Chris, it seems like a few short weeks ago you came out to talk to me at one night in Chester and you made that very short statement. We remember it well. You were very upset that night. How do you measure the level of improvement between then and now?
There is none. No, there is none at all. And I'm,
there's no improvement?
No, there isn't. No, because, you know, we get ourselves into a situation where we know what's right to win a game of football at this time of year, and we don't carry it out. And that's a mental problem, I think, with people. And it's not acceptable.
The atmosphere's good in the week. We hear you talking, and there's plenty of good humour and banter amongst the players. How difficult is it, and why can't they translate that into what's happening out on the pitch on a Saturday afternoon?
That is a question, you know, I'm asking myself more and more. You know, we train really well. The room's bright. Everyone's bright. There's no bad feeling with people. Everything just geared to a good performance. And if the question being asked of them, when we ask them to take it to a Saturday, they can't do it.
Any complaints about their goals?
I won't be drawn on that.
Delano Sam York went down in the area. How did you see that incident?
I saw it as a penalty, to be fair. I've not seen the DVD yet, but I saw it as a penalty. And to be fair, when we do what we ask them to by putting crosses in the box, you know, Marcus could have got on another one in the first half. Tomo's missed a couple of chances in the second half. All adds up to even more misery, I suppose.
Let's talk about the sending off. How did you see that?
Not a sending off as far as I'm concerned. Delano, I've asked the question. He said the lad was wrestling to the ground as he was running. The referee's seen something that I've not had the beauty of seeing it second hand yet.
Will you be appealing?
I can't tell you that yet because I've not seen it enough to be able to.
What about times like this, Chris? Do you begin to question your own ability as a manager?
I always question my own ability, yeah. Yeah, I always do. And I'm honest enough to know if it's not right, and I'll go away again tonight and we'll have a chat and we'll see where we take it on Monday, yeah.
I know you're a passionate Lincoln City fan yourself. It must have really hurt to hear those boos at half-time and at the full-time whistle.
Yeah, it does hurt, to be fair, but listen, it comes with the job. I've got to get on with it, and I'm doing my best for the club.
And what about the fans who were booing? What do you say to them?
They pay the money, they've got the choice, haven't they? You know, I'm not going to tell them not to boo. Bigger shoulders than that. I'm doing the best job I can for the football club, and, you know, you got to remember that we're not actually in the relegation scrap for the first time in a long time, so let's take some positives out of it, and we can finish in the top 8 or 10. So,
is that realistic as far as you're concerned?
Not the way we're playing at the moment, no.
You go to Alfreton Tuesday, finally. That rearranged game.
That'll be a scrap, won't it? So, you know, it's time to roll our sleeves up and have a go.
How do you lift the players after today?
Yeah, by having them in the morning. We'll see what they're like in the morning, eh?